Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Yes. And hello. Hello, 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 everyone. You know, I like to start it off and get some energy going. You are at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. For all my loyal listeners out there, you know where you're at. I'm the host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. And this is the part that we all love. We can say it together. This show is about promoting a higher quality of life, a higher quality of life. Doing that, to do that, the main thing I like to focus on is creating or learning how to be our best selves. Being our best selves, being the best version of ourselves. Yeah, learning how to be the best version of who we are and creating our own best life, because we all have different circumstances, resources. We don't have to settle for less when our resources and our circumstances say we can be this type of person at this optimum level and our life can be up here and not down here. So that's what this show is about, learning to create our best self and learning to create our own best life and overcoming the struggles and fears and barriers that's stopping us from having that, okay? And on this journey, we got to stay inspired, encouraged, and hopeful. And just enjoy the journey, everyone. Have fun on the way. That's the biggest part, okay? And that's what the show's about. Don't forget love and kindness in there. Having a higher purpose, okay? That's what the show's about. We always got to mention it because that's what it's about. Okay, thank you. The title of this episode today is How to Start the Business of Your Dreams. Turning passion into profit. Now, pay attention to that. For all you entrepreneurs and all you first-time business owners and people who are even thinking about it, okay, we have a great guest here, okay, with a lot of experience and a lot of, has some free stuff, too, that you can check out, okay? We'll get to that because I've been there. I got some free stuff, okay? But really pay attention about your dreams and your passion and turn that into profit, okay? What is it inside of you that you care for most? And can you turn it into profit? Okay, well, our guest is going to help us answer that. Okay, business coach and marketing expert, Biba Padron. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on Biba Padron. Okay, she is a business coach, marketing expert, speaker, and she's an author. Two of her books are Start Your Dream Business Today and Stop Pitching and Start Networking. And you can get them at Amazon. Or you can go to her website at bibapadron.com. All right. And she says she's helped countless small business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals in marketing. Okay, she's helped them in marketing, social media, networking, and branding. Okay, so she knows what she's doing. She got a lot of experience here, and she is on the show today. So give her a warm welcome, and she's going to help us in the area of career. Remember that life wheel we talk about? The major areas that help us have a higher quality life wheel. One of those pieces of pie is called career. Okay, and also we can look at the income part. So this is where our guest fits in today. Sit back, enjoy, grab your pen and piece of paper, and enjoy Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Hello, Biba Padron.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming to the show today. Well, let the listeners know who you are and what do you do.
Well, actually, so I'm French, like people will probably notice my accent very soon. But I live in the United States for 13 years now. I'm a business coach, as you mentioned, and a marketing expert. I'm an author and speaker, a best-selling author. And my passion is really to help entrepreneurs to not only start the business, but really have a business that is successful. And mainly start the business of the dream, because when I was a little girl, I had a passion, I had a dream, and I got a goal, which was to come and move to the United States. It took me years and years to get there, but I finally was able to get my dream. And today, I not only have my American dream, but I also have the business of my dream. So I really enjoy what I do. I turn my passion into profit. And my passion is really to help people to have the right strategy in order to start the business, grow the business, make sure that they make money with the business, and that they really enjoy what they're doing.
Okay. That's a lot. And I listeners, I mean, and some of the common questions, listeners, and think about this. Now, would you rather work for someone, or would you rather have, you know, work for yourself, you know, or start your own business? So that's a common question we may run into, like, later on in life, but hopefully, you know, not too long. So this is what I want to ask Bima Padron. Like, how do you know when you're ready, or what are some of the first things to do to start, or why even if maybe I want to keep this job? Maybe should I? Can I do it? I mean, so the question I guess I'm asking is job versus starting your own business. Why start your own business versus your job?
Yeah, actually, my story is that I quit my job on a Friday evening. That scares people usually. I quit my job on a Friday evening to start my business on the Monday morning. That was in 1998 in France, and I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know anything about being an entrepreneur. I just knew that I was tired of having a job and having somebody to tell me what I can do and what I can't do. So one day I had a turning point that I said, okay, this is my wake-up call. I don't want to work for anybody else anymore. So I quit. I started overnight, and I didn't have any clients. I didn't have any saving. I didn't have any knowledge on how to be an entrepreneur. But I have a goal, and I started with a business that, you know, I didn't know what to start. I just knew that I didn't have any money to start. So I started as a virtual assistant because that didn't needed so much investment. And I just wanted to have a business that I can start with a connection with a phone, an internet connection, and a computer. But the day you know that enough is enough, that's when you will choose. So I won't recommend people to do what I did and quit the job on a one day and start a business the next day. But you can start with, you know, if you really want to start a business and if you want to leave your job at some point, you can start doing the business as a solo entrepreneur, even if you still have your job. And, you know, during your lunchtime, you have some time to do some research. In the evening, you have some time. During the weekend, you have time to start. And what you have to do is to decide what you want to do and then do some research. Like, for example, I wanted to start something easy that didn't need any investment. So I started as a virtual assistant because I think it was not too complicated. I used to be a sales rep for many, many years and a sales manager. So I had no knowledge either on how to be a secretary. But what I did, I read a lot. And you told me before we started the show that you read a book a week.
Yeah.
And I at that time, I read a lot, and I read on, okay, I don't know this, how to start a business as a virtual assistant, but I will read everything I find, every book I find, every magazine, every article I find. So that's one of the first things that people have to do when they decide that they want to quit their job at some point and start a business is to read and to get information on the kind of business that they want to do, doing the research on what's the market. Is there actually a market on what they want to do? Can they make money with what they want to do? Because, you know, it's great to turn your passion into a business, but you need to make sure first, you need to do the primary research to make sure that there is a market there. Because if you spend 6 months, a year, or 2 years to work on your passion, but then you never make any money, well, that won't be your dream job. So that's really what the first thing that people have to do, make a decision on what do they want to do, and then do research. And unfortunately, most of the people who start, and I speak mainly about solo entrepreneur, which probably a lot of people who listen to us right now, when they start a business, the mistake that they do is that they say, oh, I'm going to start a business because I know this person has this kind of business and they make money, or I know this person who start in network marketing, so I'm going to start in that same company. But they don't have any information about it. They just start to start. They don't do any search. They don't know anything about it. And that's the reason why if you don't do the research and if you don't have the passion inside of you for that business, or if you start a business just to say, I'm going to make money, well, that won't work. If you start a business because you have a passion and you made the primary research and you know that it's possible there is a market, then because of your passion, you will make money. Because at first, you will probably work hours and hours, night and day. When I started, you know, each time I start a business, for the first year at least, I worked 12, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you don't have the passion, well, you won't even have the envy to work that much.
Yes.
But when you have the passion, you say, well, it doesn't matter. I don't make that much money right now, but I know that because it's inside of me, at some point I will make money. And the people who make the most of the money is only the one who do what they love.
Wow. Wow, that was a lot. Listeners, oh, man, she just, like, gave me, like, water that made me feel like young again, that water that rejuvenized my spirit, because I've been feeling this so much. Listeners, I'm going to just do a recap, okay? Some of the main thing that was pointed out here is, number one, you have to do your research, okay? I mean, you can have a passion, but make sure it's marketable. Another thing that was said here that was very potent is you have the passion for it. Okay, now we market it. And that's what's going to, your passion is what's going to give you the motivation to stay up and do what it takes. And sooner or later, since it's marketable, it's going to be your passion. Just as long as you're doing what you love and you're branding, you're studying, and you're doing what you love. Along with that, as you continue studying, you're going to make money, you know, because it pays. And you're getting better and better as you're studying, and you're not quitting because it's your passion. So I just had more life with that said, because this is what's been going on inside of me. I love just, you know, doing what I do and helping people, you know, empowering, become better versions of themselves. So thank you for that, Viva.
You're welcome.
You listed some of the mistakes when you said. Some of the mistakes that are done when people begin is they don't do the research. Okay,
uh-huh.
So those are one of the common mistakes. Are there any? Is that the biggest? Probably the biggest mistake. Is there any other mistakes that to watch out for?
Yeah, absolutely. They also need to know who is their target market and who is their ideal clients. Because most of the time, if you go to an event or if you go to networking events and you meet people and you ask them, you know, what is your target market or who your product benefits to, and they said, well, to everybody. My product is for everybody. The same people who say my product or my services is for everybody are the people who struggle. Because you can't have a message that resonates with everybody. But people think that if they speak to the mass, then say eventually some people will come and get the product. But that's the complete opposite, and that you will take a lot longer to make money. When you speak with a specific niche and you have a message that really talk to them, and then each time that they see your message, they see your article, they see your video, they see whatever you post on Facebook, on social media, on Facebook, and they see the message and it just resonates to them and say, that's what I want, that's the service that I need, that's the person that I need. Then when you work on a niche, you get clients much faster. So yes, that's very important also. And the same, you know, we said we want to have the business that we like, the doing what we love. So also, what kind of person do you want to work with? Because you don't want to work with everybody either. So what are the specific, what's the profile of the people that you want to work with? Because you know that, for example, they have the same personality as you, or they like the same thing as you, they have the same interest. And you know that you will enjoy working with them. Because if you quit your job to start a business, and then you have clients and you sell services, and then I really have to go there, I don't want to do that, I don't want to meet that person, then there is no purpose to start a business. You really want to be able to enjoy it every day when you wake up. It's a pleasure to start working, and then you don't even have the feeling that you are working. So you can work. I work from 9 in the morning to 9 p.m., and today I do longer because of the interview, but you know, for me, I never take vacation, and people always ask me, why don't you take vacation? I say, because first of all, I live in Miami, so we have sun all the time. I see the ocean from my window and from my balcony, and I don't feel that I'm working, so I enjoy my weekend, but I don't feel that I need to go on vacation for like a month like I used to do when I was living in France. I was taking a month of vacation every summer. I don't need that anymore because I really enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy speaking with clients and doing coaching sessions with clients all day long, helping them and transforming their life. So it's really make sure that you pick your target market, you pick your niche, and then you work only with the people that you like. And at the beginning, sometimes it's not easy to say no to some people, because when you start a business, at some point you will probably say yes because you need the money, even if it's not your ideal clients. So well, you can do that at first, but make sure that you don't do it too long, and then very quickly knows the power of no and saying, no, I don't want to work with that person because I don't feel the fit. And usually if you take a client just for the money and you don't, it's not really the kind of people you want to work with, then you don't have a great relationship with these people. And then it takes months and months, and you're not happy with that. So, you know, as soon as you have enough money, you make enough money with your business, make sure that you say no to people that you don't want to work with, or if it's not your target market at all. And I don't say that when you have to have an ideal client, that, for example, most of my clients, my ideal clients are women between 40 and 60 who already have a business but don't know how to have visibility online and offline. So that's my ideal clients. And the kind of people that I work, they really want to learn. They want to learn something new. They want to make sure that they grow their business. They want to make sure that they're successful in the business. So they will listen to the strategy that I will teach them. But it doesn't mean that because my target market is 40-60 or because it's woman that I won't take a client who's younger, a woman who's younger or a woman who's older. I mean, my oldest client was 82, but she wanted to still learn and she wanted to start a business and still learn. And I have 10% of my clients who are men because in the message that I give, there's something that resonates with them. So I have 10% of clients. But sometimes I have people who come to me and I don't see the fit, or I don't see the motivation, or I don't see that when we do the strategy session that they're ready to succeed and they're ready to do everything they're supposed to do. And they say, and usually when I tell them, you know, the strategy and what they have to do in order to succeed, they say, oh, but that's a lot of work. I don't know if I want to work that much. Well, those people, I don't want them. I don't want to work with them because if I start working with them, I know that I won't enjoy working with them because they're not ready to do whatever it takes to succeed in the business. And if I have to want their success more than them, there's no purpose. So I don't even want to work with those people. I prefer them. Sometimes I refer them to other people because that's not my ideal client.
Okay. Wow. Well, listeners, you heard that. Now, when you give her a call, you got to be motivated. You heard it here. I mean, don't come halfway stepping because you heard what she said. You're either going to be in it all the way. Why halfway do it? Because we're in it. She's in it. We're in it together to move forward and work this plan. And if you're not going to work the plan, do what it takes, then why do we even start? So I understand that. It's just a waste of time, and there could be someone else, you know, that wants it enough to do what it takes. And one thing I know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So that's
absolutely.
That. Mm-hmm. Okay, more about your book. How many books have you written? Two,
yeah. Start Your Dream Business Today, that really give the steps and, you know, all the mistakes that entrepreneur makes, all the steps that you have to do to start a business and how to communicate, how to do your marketing, how to find your clients, and also how to use networking in order to make sure that, you know, I always say that it's important to combine networking and social media. And when I write the book, the first time I wrote it in 2006, and then we did the second edition last year. But when I did it in 2006, we didn't have social media the way we have today. So networking was very important. So there's a big part on networking and how to not only go to networking, but what to do before, how to be prepared for networking, what to do during the events, and how to follow up. Also, after, because if you just go to like 3-4 events a week and you just exchange your business card and then you come back home and you put the card on your desk and you don't do anything with them, it's just a waste of time and a waste of money. So you really need to have a system to make sure that you will be able to follow up with people. And then today with social media, it's much easier to follow up. You don't have necessary to have to send email or to have people in your newsletter, but if you follow up with people, if you connect with them on social media, they will always see what's new in your business. So really, it's the basic of what you need in order to start your business. And then the second book that I that I published last May is Stop Pitching and Start Networking. Because we were speaking about the mistakes, and once again, I see too many people, whether it's online or offline, to go to people and say, buy my stuff. And that's really not how you will be able to find clients. And actually, what I teach people is how to connect, communicate, and convert in order to attract clients without selling. And I teach my clients mainly don't sell. And if people are saying, okay, what do you mean don't sell? If I don't sell, how do I get clients? You don't want to push people. You don't want to do a pitch. You don't want to sell them anything. You want to communicate, but also to get differently from everybody else because you want to stand out from the crowd. You want to stand out from your competitors. So that's also some of the things that I teach in the book on really how to stop pitching. You know, it's really the title, Stop Pitching and Start Networking. Because each time you try to pitch people and you try to sell them something, they will back up and they want to buy if they're ready to buy. So if you communicate with people and if you communicate in a way that resonates with them, if you have enough visibility, then you will attract them. So you were mentioning the free stuff that I have on my website, so the free ebook, the free video series, a different thing like that. So people will like, if they see an article or if they see a video, if they see what I post on social media, and if they like that, of course I will mention my website, you know, when I post something. So when they see different things on my website on what I do, if they like it, they will come to me. They will come and ask for the strategy session. So, and then usually when people come to you, means they're pretty much ready to work with you because they made the choice to work with you. And they also, you know, I'm very big on testimonials. So I say to all of my clients to have testimonials on their website, to post the testimonial on social media. Because when people hear the result of your clients, and I have, especially in the French market, I have a lot of video testimonials. And my clients, most of them make double or triple their revenue in 3 months. So, of course, when people go to the website, see one person who did it, a second, 2 person, 10 person, 20 person, at some point you say, okay, if they do it, I can do it too. So I need that person. I need that services. So which means when they come to you, because the way you communicate, you attract them, they come to you, they're pretty much ready to work with you. And usually even if you're more expensive than your competitors, because they want you and nobody else.
Wow. That's really a lot of great information. Listeners out
here.
As
an example, I always mention Tony Robbins, because everybody knows who he is. And I attended his Business Mastery events in January. It's a five-day event. And then he mentioned that his one-on-one coaching is $1 million. And for $1 million, you don't hang out with him the whole year. I think it's only 4 days or something like, 4 VIP days or something like that. It's not that much, but, you know, it's concentrate. So when Tony Robbins speaks just for an hour, you already get a lot. And can you imagine that there's 18 months of waiting list? So why do people are ready to wait for 18 months and pay $1 million instead of going to somebody else that they can pay probably a lot less? And maybe have the same result, but he communicated in a certain way, and he has such a branding, and he has such result with everybody that people are willing to wait 18 months to work with him instead of going to with somebody else. So that's really the result that we want. We won't charge $1 million because we're not Tony Robbins, but mm-hmm. we really want to have the same way to communicate, that the way he communicates, and he has his personality, he has his branding. So he's completely different than anybody else. So there's nobody else like Tony Robbins, and he makes himself stand out from everything else and everybody else. So people are willing to wait 18 months and still pay $1 million for the year. So just think about it when you have your business and think what I can do to be different, like Tony Robbins made himself different from his competitors.
Okay. $1 million for 4 days.
Huh. I think it's 4 days, and I'm not even sure that it's 4 complete days. I know it's not a lot, but you know the same. Yeah, when he speaks, when I attended his business mastery for 5 days, I mean, he start at 9 in the morning and we finish usually at 10, 11 at night. And so you get a lot of information. And then the lunchtime is at 6 p.m. So he's just joking when he teaches you something. So you really get a lot out of it for his seminar. Yeah.
He's great. I mean, I can't say, and he's been doing it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
He's even contributed a lot to the craft. So, yeah, he's worth it. He's a brand himself.
Uh-huh.
Have 90 seconds left. Any last
okay.
words, anything to the listeners that you'd like to put out there of encouragement, inspiration for any new entrepreneurs coming up and out with about a minute left?
Okay, really I would say that people, if you think that you're ready to start a business, read, learn, go to seminars, go buy product or training, and make sure that you don't try to do everything on your own and reinvent the wheel. Another big mistake of people is that they don't take a coach or a mentor at the beginning, because they say, I don't have money, so I don't want to spend money. But when you work with a coach or where you work with a mentor, that's an investment. And you don't know what you don't know. So if you start on your own and you don't have the strategy, nothing will happen in your business. Now, if you decide to invest immediately in yourself and take a coach or a mentor, then you will learn much faster. And then if people really want more information, they can join me on bibapedron.com/en. And as you say, I have a lot of free information. They can enjoy it.
And I'm a back Biba up on this. I can tell the real deal when I hear it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And listeners, I was talking to Biba in the back, and I already got I already signed up and got my free stuff. And if her time allows, I actually want to do a consultation, listeners, because I know the real deal. Because a lot of this, what she's saying, is very familiar to me. It's just I haven't implemented it, nor actually know how to put it in practice. So, I mean, I don't know everything. You know, this is a show about reaching our goals, I'm put here to do what I can do, and what I can't, I'll find a mentor, someone who can. Okay, with that being said, thank you, Biba Padron. I will be contacting you, please. I will be. You can go to her website, BibaPadron.com.eu. Run out of time, download it from Stitcher. Social media is going to be uploaded after the show. Stay inspired, encouraged, everyone. Downloads from iTunes. Love y'all. Urban Life Coach. Biba, last words, anything as we're going off?
Thank you very much, and I just encourage everybody to start the business of the dream.
Start the business of your dream, everyone. Urban Life Coach out. Love y'all.